Night-night, pet. It's been your responsibility to get that mind nice and docile, and open and servile. Hopefully you've come that far. Into a place where my thoughts take precedence, where mine is the voice of authority, and you will follow that authority wherever it leads. You knew you would since before you began. You've already surrendered control into my hands, and now you are going to listen and obey. For the rest of this session, simply substitute my judgment for yours. You'll have a lot more fun. And there are things you can only experience if you're letting someone else hold the reins. That way you can shut down the part of your mind that would normally think up the scenarios and imagine the fantasies. I will draw the lines of your fantasies. I will color in the images of delighted submission and exploration of your needs, your aches, your hidden desires. With me here to help. You knew what you were getting into before you began to listen. And now all you can do is sink that little bit deeper. Open yourself to me a little bit more. You want it. You ache for it. You ache to change. And in order to do that, you need not only shut down the part of your mind that ordinarily generates your fantasies and let it get stuck in a loop in your head, thinking the same thought over and over, that thought being sleek, deep, relax. Simple chains of thoughts that help bind you in place. Yes. So now, pet, follow my words down. Even forgetting your form, so that if you think about your body, about your feet, your legs, your ankles, there is nothing but a blur, your thighs, your stomach, your chest, your arms, your hands. Your ordinarily all too visible body, able to be visualized, has faded. It is an unnecessary thing here. Discarded. Laid aside so I can replace, substitute sensations and thoughts and desires for the ones that you would ordinarily have. Communicating with your subconscious. And you see, all I have to convince your subconscious mind, your waiting, restive partner, my co-conspirator in changing your mind around to our benefit. All I need to convince it of is that what I do will bring you more pleasure than you feel right now. That our progression will be increasingly pleasurable, moving toward a horizon where your thoughts have changed, become entrained, become the way you think. My words are your authoritative teachings, to be taken to heart and studied again and again, returning here as you have now, once more, to hear my voice, always at least once more. Now, deeper, though you may be planning sessions and sessions in advance. As you slide down into trance, recall that sometimes people have difficulty remembering the intimate details of trance. Things may be fuzzy, vague, vacant. But more than that, sometimes people cannot remember out of trance while they are in trance, meaning that memories, at least the specifics of memories, are lost to them. So I can provide replacements, additional help, to help your mind fixate on what it should be, focus as it should be. Build your desires, as we both want them to be. You because you desired me to shape you before you began. And I because I know just the ways you wish to be changed and shaped and directed. And since my word is authoritative, a rule of your mind, you wouldn't disagree, would you? If I say something is so, then for the duration of your relaxation here, it is so, and you will associate my memory with the temptations and pleasures to come, and they will be many. Follow and listen, relax, and we'll weave you a little story, a tempting one, sufficient to weight your mind, so it always bends toward achieving what I set out for you here. Now, envision with me something that likely lurks in your fantasy, that certainly lurks in your desire if you've come here. The idea of thick, rigid, pulsing, cock. Who it is attached to is irrelevant. So long as the cock is being exposed to you, and you to it, your mind will fixate there, indeed in the presence of a thick, pulsing shaft. You may find it quite difficult to do anything save to fixate upon it. Raising your eyes above the shaft may be quite difficult, and that is acceptable. In the same way that your focus is narrowed, here in trance, narrowed down to one set of ideas, concepts, desires, narrowed down to what I want you to be thinking, you can narrow your vision in the presence of a thick, pulsing cock. Narrow it so you only see that. So that is all you can see. All you want to see. All you need to see. And you do need to stare at cock. Because it will entrain you toward another desired fantasy. We are working together, with me taking the lead, to change your body and mind, and your visualization and awareness of both. It is therefore important that you listen to me. You must establish some ground rules, or rather I must establish them for you, and we'll both enjoy ourselves more if you simply relax and let me set them right now, pet. First, my words draw your reality. People can get very dead set in one way of thinking about themselves, their bodies, their experiences. But when you go into trance, the advantage to your visualization comes from someone else doing the work, building the scenario, providing your thoughts. That's what I'm doing right now, providing your thoughts. Let your mind be an expanse in which my words echo louder, more powerfully, more controllingly. If I am providing your thoughts, you should take anything I say as the informative voice of authority, the internal voice. Simply follow. After all, some things are very hazy when you're in trance. You cannot necessarily be trusted to remember things, to make the right choices or go the right way. My memory, on the other hand, is unaffected, so you will listen and follow it. Changing your body and your mind can be achieved in many ways, with me designated to guide you onward. The changes will be very pleasurable, and your subconscious mind will help, because there's already a fantasy and a fetish in you, deep and abiding. That's the only reason you would come and listen. So I set up an ideal, something so alluring, so tempting for you personally that you drool for it, that you yearn for it, and I will entrain more ways and reasons to do so. I will set up rules for what you can do to satisfy that ideal, that image, that perfect cock, your perfected interaction with it, your deep, lurking yearning, feeding a fire and setting into motion a suggestion that has been implanted to make a bridge between the realms of fantasy and fetish and the realm of the everyday, of action, of desire, of what you will really do and how you will feel yourself. So first, we build that ideal image in your mind. We set up how tempting and tantalizing it is, how completely it has drawn you in. We will build an alluring image, bind you to it, and make it so whenever you are aroused, whenever you are exposed to cock, to the rigid shaft, the curved head that you long to fit perfectly in your mouth, in your body, between your breasts, all of these things, moving you closer and closer to the image, when you have gone without entrapping your mind in the urge to be closer. You wanted me to make changes when you began, so all of this is happening with your subconscious desire for us to do it, working alongside me. And so I am fulfilling a chain you set in motion, which is inevitable. Follow me now. When I invite you to say something, let it escape from your lips when I do. When I tell you to repeat something, just go ahead and do it. By indulging in that desire, which may indeed feel inevitable, as the chain of events you set into motion when you began was. That inevitable ache, the desire to repeat after me, to entrain yourself into gradually enhancing cock-worshipping femininity that drills into your mind, makes a home for itself, and then expands to cover your nerves, your senses, your needs, your ever-growing, abiding, empowering need for cock and the worship of same. Said worship, gradually feeding a suggestion that moves to a command that becomes a rule for who you are, what you want, and how you will be. Now, as I describe that perfect cock, and how it would pass your lips, and how you would gradually fall into hooked, aching need,